flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Heat, they get hammered by the Bucks, 125-96. Damian Lillard, 29 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. Giannis, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks. The Heat, they'll be back at it tomorrow, 6 p.m. against the Brooklyn Nets. And the Panthers, they'll be back at it tomorrow on the ice against the San Jose Sharks at 10 o'clock. So check that on out. We'll get into more of the championship weekend coming on up. But first, Conor McGregor.
How does he do this?
So I'm watching this yesterday. He's at, they got Knuckle Mania is this weekend, Leroy.
Knuckle Mania.
Which is a BKFC. It's one of their bigger cards of the year. You know, we like we do like the bare knuckle fighting. We've been to BKFC, been to BYB, our guy Dada 5000. But Conor McGregor has taken a stake of ownership in BKFC. And so he showed up like Vince McMahon, except. Well, I don't want to say except coked out of his mind, because I don't know what Vince McMahon partakes in, but he showed up to this press conference and, well, just take a gander at this guy, Leroy, and where he's at right now.
Oh, Philly! Sorry I'm late, I don't give a fuck. I'm the big boss around here. Philadelphia, what's up? I'm here to summon the gods of fighting to action. May they turn our combatants' knuckles to knives. And on Saturday night, may we all bleed in the honor of Philadelphia's rich fighting history. Yeah. May we, as Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships organization, the alien of combat sport, rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously and prove our worth against any deniers. May local boy and former UFC lightweight world champion, former Bellator world champion, shut this man up over here, Jeremy Stevens. He's coming in here at the Philadelphia on this fighting, on this great sporting weekend and trying to take you out, Eddie. This is as big a fight as it gets with world title fight implications. Like I said, combatants, turn your knuckles to knives. Bleed in the honor of Philadelphia's rich fighting history and show the people what Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is about. Let's go, Philadelphia. Let's go, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
So why did he sound like he was making a present day 300?
How pure was
cocaine? Dude.
How pure was that cocaine that he was on?
Dude, he is high as a kite, Yogi. And let me tell you something. How am I ever to expect this man to fight when he's exhausted getting through a 90-second press conference? He sounds like his heart's going to explode.
Hmm. Wow.
I mean, this is crazy. Crazy.
I thought love stuff like this.
I do, but like I'm we're watching a downward spiral. Like we're watching a classic fighter downward spiral, Leroy. Like this is
but here's the thing. He ain't a fighter no more.
He's not a fighter anymore. I understand.
Like, when was the last time he fought?
21.
Okay.
22. I don't know. Who cares?
Why are we treating him like a fighter? He's trying to be a promoter now.
Cocaine is a drug.
But Leroy, this kind of blew my mind yesterday, right? So yesterday, I just jokingly commented on this press conference. He's high as a kite, Yogi. But McGregor wasn't tagged on it, and it wasn't like a McGregor tagged, and somehow McGregor's like, I'm gonna like that tweet.
Jeez.
Well, I guess that confirms it.
I mean, we didn't need confirmation.
He's like, this is nuts.
Dude, he came in like a house of fire.
I don't give a bollocks.
Sorry, I'm late. I don't give a fuck. I'm the big boss around here. Philadelphia, what's up?
Look how he's swinging back side to side.
Of fighting to action. May they turn our combatants' knuckles to knives. And on Saturday night, may we all bleed in the honor of Philadelphia's rich fighting history. Yeah. May we as Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships organization, the alien of combat sport, rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously and prove our worth against any deniers. May local boy and former UFC lightweight world champion, former Bellator world champion, shut this man up over here, Jeremy Stevens. He's coming in here in the Philadelphia. He's coming in here in the Philadelphia on this fighting, on this great sporting weekend and trying to take you out, Eddie. This is as big a fight as it gets with world title fight implications. Like I said, combatants, turn your knuckles to knives. Bleed in the honor of Philadelphia's rich fighting history and show the people what Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Oh my God, he is.
He has yay mouth.
Oh my God. I mean, you think like he's about to chop it up right there on that BKFC belt?
No, chop it. He did four lines right before he came out there, bro.
He looks like his heart is about to pound right out of that suit.
You know, you.
The way he's swaying, like, why was he swaying? Like, when he's talking, that's, you know,
do you think any Alvarez crack addict is like, type, I can't believe I lost energy to this guy. Right. Pretty wild.
So, is he promoting a certain fighter? Or is he promoting just the, because
No. He has ownership in that promotion.
No, I know, but it's weird to me that if a person who owns the whole, or has a part in the whole overall thing is coming in there pointing out one of the fighters.
Well, because he has passed with both of them. Like he beat Eddie Alvarez to win his lightweight title back in the day. Okay. That was right. And so then Jeremy Stevens is, you remember the infamous press conference where he turns around and goes, who the F is that guy? That's the other guy. He's fighting who the hell is that guy versus the guy that he beat. So he does actually have a connection to both fighters.
Right. right.
But jeez. Yeah. Is that good, Yogi?
How old is he? Is he 35?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ah, boy, Tree.
36.
He's so done.
A guy Tree.
So done.
A guy Tree texted. He sounded like William Wallace.
He's just like, oh,
it's weird.
Like, we've seen him now this week. He's like just bug-eyed with the Paul brothers at 8 a.m, clearly riding the white lightning. And then all of a sudden, he's showing up to Philadelphia. I mean, just like, what kind of bender is this guy on?
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Punched Bernie right in the snot box. Ridiculous, dude. This is insane. What kind of person is this? Anyway. Shook. Al Golden. He has been hired as a Cincinnati Bengals defensive coordinator. I wish him no success.
I mean, the thing is the spot that he's taken.
Yep.
Right?
Only one way to go up.
Right.
Only one way to go up. Be like, how could you be? He goes, how could you be worse than the worst? He goes,
nope.
Hopefully, they're not looking back.
So anything he does is gonna look better, right?
Would think.
To be honest with you, that's actually the best place to take over.
Oh yeah, right from the bottom.
Yep.
It is wild. Do you think, like, have we got any updates on Weaver? Because I thought that he was – isn't he supposed to have an interview today with the Saints? Because there's not many head coaching positions left open, and I think he has his in-person interview today. Yeah. Schefter said yesterday that he's flying to New Orleans. Well, hopefully he can get in New Orleans. Is it still, like, a wreck over there?
I mean, they could Zoom, yeah. Don't you think?
No, I think he already did Zoom. I think this is supposed to be like, hey.
And look, I think eventually you got to do a face-to-face.
You got to do a face-to-face.
So my question is, who do you think of all of these coaches is going to the best situation? Because usually you would go with a quarterback. It's kind of weird because none of these teams – have the situation that Houston had when they got a new coach. That means they had a bunch of draft picks, right? They were truly rebuilding. And although it came quicker, you knew that the opportunities were going to be there to improve because of all the, you know, the draft picks and the free agents that you had signed. I mean, when I look at all these other teams, none of them really have a quarterback.
Nope.
Right.
I mean, well, wait a minute. By your theory, Leroy, it would be our rival down here. It would be our rival in the division, New England.
The Patriots? Yeah,
They have all the money. They have a quarterback.
Now, here's the kicker, though.
And they have a high pick.
With New England, how aggressive are they going to be? Because they've never been a very aggressive free agent team.
I don't know.
But they have a lot of money. And they have a good quarterback.
But still, but again, and they got a quarterback on a rookie deal. So yeah, you might be right. By your theory, by what you presented. But I'm just looking at recent history and looking at what Houston did, and all those things were in place when D'Amico took over, right? So that's where I'm looking at. So you might be right. You might be right when. The quarterback looks good. Now the new coach didn't come in with the quarterback. Didn't D'Amico come in with CJ Stroud?
Yeah, they got drafted the same.
They had not only CJ Stroud, but they also got Anderson from
Will Anderson. Right.
It was also a top five.
Yep.
I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they had two top five picks. So
nobody's really coming into that situation here.
Right. But they've had a lot of picks. So if you look at what New England has high picks, right? They got their quarterback. I mean, and they got money. So that is Could that be the closest thing? What about the Bears?
Division's too good. He's gonna take his licks.
Right. Division's too good.
But he knows the division, though. He knows the division.
He knows he's gonna get his ass kicked by the division.
That's I think going into it, you taking that job because you want to be a head coach. Cause like, yeah, you going in against Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit. So you had a 15-2 team and a 14-3 team?
I mean, like, if you think Caleb Williams is any good, you take the job. And I mean, he's an offensive guru that everybody's like, he's the next guy that everybody's dubbing as the great mind, the great offensive mind. And so you go there, they obviously have weapons. You think you can make something happen there. And as we said, like the other job, obviously the Patriots wanted, you know, to stay in their Patriot way. So that was kind of obvious where they were going.
Right now, we go Patriots and we go Bears, but not as much Bears because of the division they play in.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean,
and I'm still not like I think in theory the Patriots, just because you believe in Vrabel, you've seen him do it before,
right?
I'm still not sure if you like it's a blank. It's the most blank slate, I guess, you get.
Right. Well, it's, you know, they still didn't win a whole bunch of games, so like there's that. What about a team that could possibly pull a Commanders? So I mean,
who's gonna get,
who's drafting?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like they get
right, you know. But the Commanders also brought in a new coach. I mean, all the teams
that's I'm saying.
Right.
That's all we're talking about is teams bringing in new coaches.
Right, but you're talking about bringing in, right, with a high pick. There's not that many.
Who has the first pick in the draft?
Tennessee.
Titans.
And they got their coaches coming. That will be his second season. So it's almost like a restart because he really didn't want Lovitz
if they keep the pick.
We know he didn't want Will Levis.
Yeah. So
he hates him.
Well, see, and I would be interested to see, like,
I mean,
it's been pointed out on, I've heard a couple of times that if these two quarterbacks were in a different draft, they wouldn't be this high of a pick. So
that's what Kuiper's saying. Yeah.
The fact that they are. So what if a team wanted to trade up to get one of these guys and teams want to get more assets?
If because the Titans,
they're not in love with these two guys.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I'm sure someone's going to fall in love with Cam Ward.
See, I said, man, we talked about it before, and I've talked about it in Cleveland. If I was Cleveland, I wouldn't take a quarterback. I would take Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think just based on the guy, I think people are like someone's going to fall in love with Cam Ward and believe he can lead their franchise.
Absolutely, I believe that. I believe that too. I believe that too. That like you just talk to him, you hear him talk, you hear how he goes about his business. They'll fall in love with him.
But the Saints, like, obviously, are they gonna still do the Derek Carr thing?
Well, it'd be the perfect spot to draft a quarterback.
Yeah,
you do the same, the Kirk Cousins thing, or the, you know what I mean. And you hopefully he, you know, earns that position early on.
And the Cowboys are kind of just meandering, right? Like, I don't think they're probably going to hire that Schottenheimer.
Is it meandering? Well, I mean, I guess it's meandering, but just, the Cowboys are just cowboying.
There's teams that draft coaches that want them to take charge of the situation and fix everything.
Yeah,
and then there's owners that hire coaches that just want them to fall in line. I think Jerry Jones is hiring a coach that it is going to fall in line with him. He's never brought a guy. The last time he brought a guy in and that guy had demands on, this is how I'm going to do things and I'm not taking this job unless, with Jimmy Johnson.
And Parcells.
We'll take
Parcells too. Parcells. Yep.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Shout out to everybody out there who's braving the elements right now. This cold, frigid winter that we're going through. Unlike anything we've seen down here in South Florida, be on the lookout for fallen iguanas.
Don't worry, I got a dog for that.
Oh, listen, they're going to go up there and give it a little sniffy sniff. And then you got to, you know, see what's what, see if they'll wake up. But he's already taken out a live one. Iguanas are stupid. They'll run right into a fence. Boom. Idiots.
How they don't understand it's getting cold? Like, why don't they start moving like bears? You know how bears hibernate? They're like, eh, it's almost wintertime. Let me get all this food and go to sleep. How does the iguanas? It's kind of cold. My tail is kind of getting cold. Let me go get some shelter.
I don't think that's how cold blood works, dude. I think you slowly morph down with the temperature. I think that's how it goes. Like,
that's horrible.
You don't really realize until like, oh no, I can't move.
And then all of a sudden,
catatonic.
You go, oh no, hey.
Oh no,
Pepe, I cannot move.
That's a big dog coming.
Mark Andrews is. Mark Andrews has broken his silence, Leroy. Everybody was dying to hear from Mark Andrews.
Can I ask a question? Why?
Why were they dying to hear from him?
Why is everybody dying to hear from him?
Because he failed, dude.
But I'm
failed.
We know. What is he going to say? What could he possibly say to change anything? There's nobody on this planet that feels worse than Mark Andrews. So what him not talk... And for people to say, oh, him not talking is unprofessional. Why? So he could sit in front of you and have you like, yeah, we get it. Like, we get it. Like, what is Mark Andrews talking gonna do?
I think it's a look into like what is it? What is
he screwed up? He feels terrible about it. We know this.
Give me your pain.
Yeah, Leroy.
We know this.
Guess what,
Leroy? When Max Strus couldn't hit a three in the NBA Finals, he stood there like a man in front of Barry Jackson, and he answered all the questions. At that time, they were down 3-1.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. This is two plays in a whole season, right? Oh,
but Leroy,
yeah.
You know there's always a hero and there's always a GOAT. It's I didn't make the laws. That's how it is.
I understand.
There has to be a blame.
But I'm saying
for us to talk like this.
What if he gets in front of people like so you say he's talked, what is that gonna accomplish? We already know, man. Cannot tell how bad this man felt?
They wanna see
like
that.
We want him to feel bad in front of us?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I know that's, it's sick you know in the head. I agree with you.
This? Can I just say this? If I ever go to a place and somebody makes a mistake and I just keep pounding them and pounding them and pounding them, right? And they're like, hey, man, it was just a mistake. It was just like, I don't understand why because we can't experience that. And we never have to live that. We have no compassion whatsoever. Because I heard Stephen A. saying it's unprofessional. It's to do what? What do you want this man to do? That's what I don't get. What would you like him to do?
That's not a matter of
on a serious. What would you like?
It's not a matter of like though. Like I think the point is like if you don't talk, you're not talking after the game. Like I think people want to know. Like, yeah, how are you feeling? The whole point of when people talk is like, what is going on? Can you express it? Some guys are silent about it. Some guys are sure with it. Some guys are reflective on it.
Okay.
People do handle it differently.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But there's no person on this planet that has vilified himself more than Mark Andrews. And so my question is him standing in front of you, does that make it better? Does that make the circumstance? It just, you know what? It's like he doesn't feel bad enough. Let's get him in front of us and pound him with questions so he can feel as bad as.
Well, like, why does it have to be pounded?
What does it accomplish? I don't.
Why does it have to be pounded though? Like you always you think like pitchforks are going to stand in front of him.
By calling the man unprofessional because he didn't want.
No, they called him somebody called him unprofessional after he didn't stand in front
right,
of him.
Right, but
ask
that's
questions.
What I'm saying.
What? Why do you make it seem
is
like
that
if
unprofessional?
He were? It is unprofessional, but it's but the question is like, why do you make it seem like he's going to stand in front of there and all of Baltimore's reporters are going to be like, don't you feel like a bum, Mark Andrews? Like, that's not how it's going to go.
I would say I'm familiar with the workings of the media.
Some, not all.
But you're sitting in a room, right? And I'll say that. Some, not all. Okay? But you know as well as I do, once that questioning starts, right, it ain't going to be. Right.
I would say I would say like Leroy, I know there are jackasses that get in there every once in a while, but I would say every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Listen, there has never been a presser that I have done where there wasn't the one guy.
Well, you had Tony Grossi.
But even in Minnesota, wherever, there's always the one guy that feels like this question had to be asked. Right? That guy. You know the guy I'm talking about. Let's not all.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
If it was Lamar who had the game-losing fumble.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
Through a game-ending interception.
Right.
Do you expect him to talk?
I mean, he got up there and he talked.
Of course.
I don't expect.
Like, what is it about Mark Andrews is a professional. He's one of the faces of the team.
I don't expect anything. Here's what I expect the guy to do. I expect the guy to be damn human. I expect the guy to be like all the rest of us would be in that situation. Some guys feel okay. We're talking. Lamar Jackson out there and cussed like a sailor. Right? That's like what that. You get. So now he's unprofessional for, doing that?
No, I like that.
But you understand, everybody handles the situation differently. People don't handle it like we want them to. Like, should Gary Anderson have to answer to, like, no, oh, man, yeah. We didn't care.
Did he not?
Like, no, that's to make you feel the way
but you did he not answer questions? Because if he didn't, no. That's unprofessional.
Okay. Like, I didn't find it to be unprofessional. I just found it to be that dude is in a bad place.
Let me ask you this.
Terrible. I'm going to let him go in on and deal with it the way he wants to.
Don't you think the media had every right to talk to Scott Norwood after he missed that field goal against the Giants in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Right?
No, I'm listening. I'm saying you have every right. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying to take a guy in what might be the lowest point or the worst feeling he's had in his life and expect him to just, oh, I'm still going to be professional. Everybody isn't built like that. And to like, I don't hold it against anybody for being in that moment and feeling like that after a football game. I don't feel that he has any obligation other than to like, just if you see it in him and like, yeah, man, he feels bad enough. Like, that's the human part of me. That's not the sports side. That's not the media side. That's the human side. Something we all seem to have lost. But, like, our lives have been so perfect. And when we've made mistakes, we've, you know, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
But isn't it human side to ask somebody, do you feel the same pain that I'm feeling due to the result of
your mistake? I'm not. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, human nature is that everybody responds and handles things differently. I'm not going to get mad at you because you wouldn't handle a situation the way I would. And so for all of us to sit here and say, oh, I would have did. He should have been a professional. He should have answered questions. I'm like, man, you don't know what's going on in that man's head. You haven't experienced anything like that.
Probably Butterfingers is going on his head.
All right. But this is where we, like, see, you've never been on the other side of that.
I haven't been on the other side of that.
I have. And I understand, you know, what's that like. There's no, you can't apologize enough. And so, yeah, you're out there trying to do the best you possibly can. And it goes epically wrong. Right? There's nobody that feels worse than you with all the preparation that you've put into it. And so, like, yeah, man, I, like, if he talks and he decides, fine. Am I expecting it? No, I already saw it.
He wrote a 4-paragraph thing on Instagram. Like, geez, you would have.
So
gone,
he really didn't talk.
Nah, he spoke on Instagram.
Right.
So he used Twitter fingers or Instagram.
Yeah, right. He uses thumbs.
Right, which is also okay. That's fine.
Be a little less wordy.
Was there anything in that message?
I haven't read it yet. I was gonna read it, but we ran out of time.
He's verbose.
You gotta get to
there's no way, because there is nothing that could happen in the people's lives asking the questions that could compare to that to get them to understand what that man's going through.
Or Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to be professional and tickle Leroy's fancy. What are you eating there, Leroy?
Pop-Tart.
Oh, cinnamon roll?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. We will go over what they like to call Championship Weekend.
Yes, sir.
Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m., Leroy. The Washington Commanders, in a division rival matchup, take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia is coming
into this one a 6-point favorite at the link. 3 o'clock is your kickoff on Fox. Does this game, Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Yes. And here's the funny thing about when I hear people talk about this game. All they have to do is stop Saquon Barkley and make Jalen Hurts beat you. I'm like, the man ran for 2,000 yards during the regular season. You think everybody else in the league wasn't thinking the same damn thing?
They stop him!
Right! So, like, let's stop. And the thing with Washington is they're one of the worst at stopping the run. So, this is that time of year. Philly gonna run the ball. Philly gonna make them defend the run. And then Jalen Hurts gonna throw it over their head and everybody's gonna go, what? Yeah. That's why it's so hard to beat Philly.
They're good.
Philly is the better team. That being said, it's something about that Daniels that just, he's something special. So maybe it's one of the Joe Burrow situations when Joe Burrow beat Kansas City, right? And because nobody saw this before the playoffs start. So maybe this is the team that's going to make that run and get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's impossible not to be like rooting for the Commander storyline, I feel like, on the NFC. I don't like Nick Sirianni's face. And for me, that's easy.
Another coach wanted to run out of town.
Understandable, though. Like, have you seen his face?
He kind of has that kind of that 22-year-old bravado in your face. Like, yo, right. bro.
Right. Right. Just like, calm down, dude.
Right.
Just take it easy. Nick.
But all that aside, they're really good.
They are good. Saquon's good.
They got good offense and defensive lines.
AJ Brown's reading a new book.
And those are, by the way, those are the keys to winning any type of football game. Good offense, good defensive line. And I think the Eagles, that's how they win.
Glad you got this, Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni was asked about Jaden Daniels and what they got to do to stop him. Here was the Eagles coach with his really punchable face.
Anytime you play somebody multiple times, you're going to know things about them. But again, going back, they're going to have new wrinkles for us that we're going to have to. And like I said, we're going to have new wrinkles for them. And it'll be a game of, hey, they're doing this off of that. And we're going to have to adjust to things. So you see the things that he hurt us on last game and you try to correct them. And I know they're doing the same.
Man, more wrinkles.
You know what's crazy? Is that Vic Fangio was running that defense, and that defense is really good.
Yep.
When Vic Fangio was running this defense, the defense was really good.
Mm-hmm.
While we acting like we want the coach to kick rocks, the facts of the matter are he's a good football coach, and your team was good when you had him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think in today's world, we can't put that aside.
Perhaps show
that you don't have to like everybody, right? You don't have to like everybody, every coach you ever have, as long as you're better on the football field.
Perhaps it's one of those things where it showed a lack of maturity from the snowman.
He was really good. I think if you just look at, you know, the overall picture, the picture has to be, are we the best version of ourselves with, you know, whatever coach or whatever player?
I think the Dolphins are lucky from the standpoint that it did work out good with Anthony Weaver this year and definitely felt more like he was in line with a Mike McDaniel. But, I mean, the problem is going to be is, what if he gets this head coaching job? They got to go find another defensive coordinator. That'd be 4-4 for Mike.
Yep.
My fancy is tickled.
Leroy, let's get to the coup de grace. 6:30 on CBS. A 13-4 season for the Buffalo Bills, which included a win over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs coming to this game 15-2, undefeated at Arrowhead. They are 1.5 point favorites. A 6:30 kick. Does the AFC Championship tickle your fancy?
Absolutely.
My fancy is tickled.
Y'all can go ahead on and be fooled. I am not. Until I see it with my own eyes, Kansas City gonna beat the brakes off of these boys.
Beat the I know the brakes.
I don't know about beating the brakes. Let me see. When I say beat the brakes off of them, I say they're gonna beat them. But they ain't gonna. They may not beat the brakes off because they've been shootouts.
When's the last time they beat the brakes off anybody?
Right.
Don't matter. They win.
I'm not doing it. Patrick, I'm not doing it.
Patrick Mahomes was asked this week if he feels that he gets a favorable rub from the referees. Here's what he had to say on that.
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so for me, it's to go out there, play hard, try to do whatever I can to win the football game, and then live with the results based off my effort and the way that we played the game. And so I think that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
You know who says that? The guy that gets all the breaks.
Right.
That was diplomatic.
Wait, he said that, right? But what about the flopping he did on the sideline?
Patrick, where did you send the edible arrangements to the referee's office this week? Like, you know, what did you get them? Did you get them cantaloupe looking like lollipops? Like, what? Please do tell.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
That's what it sounds like when you get all the calls.
Heath Leifers is great. Another week of Romo calling a Bills game. Oh my God, he loves both of these guys, but he loves Josh Allen.
Oh no. No. He loves himself, Patrick Mahomes. Because every time, there's no other quarterback that could do it. Well, maybe Patrick Mahomes. You know, 13 seconds, Jim. Oh, we were there, Jim.
Ooh, Jim.
Yeah. So yeah, he loved. Yeah, he's gonna. Jim may need some. Toilet paper and he may need some tissues and a cigarette because it's gonna be crazy the glazing that Tony Romo is gonna do for both quarterbacks.
Tony, calm down.
Oh, Jim, did you see him? This, cantaloupe is a bum melon. Dates out. That's what we do.
Oh, Jim, did you see that?
Y'all think Josh Allen beats Patrick Mahomes? You know, we used to say that. How many times did we say that with Tom Brady and Manning?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Regardless of what teams are playing, this would be a cool thing to witness this history. Right?
I don't feel like there's anybody I can win here with. I hate the Bills.
Yeah, but you've never seen a team in your lifetime or ever win 3 in a row.
And I don't want to. I don't want to. What I want, here's what I want. This is what I want, okay? If I had my ways about it, I'll allow Patrick Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl, but I'd really like Jaden Daniels to kick his ass in the Super Bowl.
So you think Jaden Daniels is going to beat?
I didn't say I think. I mean, my prediction was Eagles-Chiefs, but I really only did that because you guys all picked Lions and whatever. So I'm like, I'm not going to pick the Lions. We all picked the Lions. And then... the one I want, yeah, I'd love the rookie quarterback to win the Super Bowl. That'd be cooler to me than the three-peat.
Actually, no.
The rookie getting to the Super Bowl is...
It is, but if he wins it, that's so much cooler than the three-peat.
Tobin, no, it's not. Not locally.
It is, dude.
Not locally. You know what you're going to hear?
We're going to hear it no matter what, though, Vlad.
Jaden Daniels is better than Tua.
Dude, everybody—you just say that about everybody. Everybody in this. I heard this about every quarterback in this entire. Jared Goff's better than Tua. Everybody's better than Tua. Tua sucks. Tua can't play. Hey, look, they didn't make the playoffs, so he can wear all the criticism that he wants to. Right. It's still a cool story. A rookie quarterback winning the Super Bowl—that is awesome. That's all. That is by far to me the coolest story. Three-peat. The only person that's good for is Pat Riley. Get that Monion.
Oh, Jim, did you see that?
Tony, it was just the coin toss.
He called heads. Usually tails never fails, Jim.
All right, that is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break. What time is it? Time to talk Jimmy Butler, baby.
Hey, by the way, real quick, he called.
Yeah.
Daniels wouldn't make history over Doug Williams as the first black rookie quarterback. There's never been a rookie quarterback that went to the Super Bowl. So relax. He ain't going to beat Doug Williams because Doug Williams wasn't a rookie. So that is not accurate. As you were.
Damn.
Really? About that time to talk some Jimmy Butler, some new trade fodder that's out there. Can they actually get this thing done by the time he's supposed to return? Next.